Hello, this is Carol Williams, and I'm on the estate, on Cranston Estate, in fact, with April Keach, who is the vicar over at St John the Baptist Church here in Hoxton. And we've just finished one of the meetings here in the Carol Young Community Hall, and I wanted to ask her a few questions. April, you've been at the CAP, you've been chairing the CAP meeting. I wanted to ask you, what is it and what responsibility does that have?
The CAPS panel is the Community Action Panel, and it is a primary body. It's a body that liaisons with the Safer Neighborhoods team in each ward. Each ward has a CAPS panel. It's an elected body, and it has a constitution that it needs to meet every 2 months to set policing priorities in the particular ward. In reality, we hear from the Safer Neighborhoods team and the sergeant of that team about the statistics of reported crime and, at times, what's being done. Secondly, we hear then from community representatives from different estates about their perception and their experience of crime. And we are thankful that the councillors of our area come and also feed into that information. So it's a dialogue between the police and the residents about the reality of crime and the reduction of crime and possible solutions to the issues around crime and safety. Okay. In a ward.
Thank you, that's great. And you mentioned community representatives, so which community representatives come along and how might local residents get further information if they wanted to attend?
Right. Well, there are different CAPS panels handle the attendance of their meetings differently. Hoxton is in a minority in that I have an open meeting. That is, every year we constitutionally have an annual general meeting that would be coming up in the spring meeting, and we elect members to come on the panel. And what we want is representatives across the ward, representatives of businesses, representatives of estates, representative TMOs and tenants associations, but we also want ethnic and cultural representatives. So over the course of several years, we have had representatives from different groups. So we oftentimes have a core group that meets fairly regularly, and then we have visitors. Now, in talking with the police about that, our Safer Neighborhood team feels comfortable with having visitors. So we have people that come with specific issues and then they don't come again. But the issues have to be around safety and criminal activity
in the ward
in Hoxton. And so one of the good things is that information is often shared about the particulars of what the police can and can't do, what they how these issues impact on the actual housing authorities. And so, for instance, when there's been issues about lighting or issues about signage, that goes back to the TMOs or it goes back to the housing association rather than the police. It is an issue around safety, but it's not the responsibility of the police. So those kind of issues often get clarified at these meetings as well. We're also here to challenge and to insist that particular issues are not being addressed. We try, it's not to condone the police, but actually to be critical friends to the police.
That's a very good way of putting it. Maybe what we can do next month, or your next meeting, which I believe is in March, the 22nd of March,
that's right.
Is at that point maybe have a chat about the priorities that you've set at this meeting to see how well the police have dealt with it.
That's right. We'll have a look at that. And, I think it's really important that we have an active and positive but challenging dialogue with all the agencies that are responsible for the safety of people in the Hoxton ward.
Thank you very much, April.